took a few days. But I'm back. This is PJ, your internet pastor. Right. No, I'm not going to do an hour. Food is running through the track good. And just wanted to say thank you to my young student friend of mine that called me from the city of Las Vegas to let me know that they had suspended my sight because of me going into that hospital. I have not been able to tend to any office matters until today. I've been home for a number of days. They have me on a few meds. The split in the chest is healing properly. No pus, no bleeding, no lifting anything over 5 pounds. Eliminating every piece of animal meat from my diet that I can. God is good to me, people. He sent people by here that... And check out the amazing thing. Not one of them were people that I pastored in my church. Can you believe that? I'm not lying to you. Not one person that came by to visit me was from one of my ex-members of the church. So you see why I said when you deal with those people, oh, no, no, no. I don't want to, because I had a pastor friend of mine fly all the way out, Pastor James Washington, from Dayton, Ohio. When I woke up in that hospital room, he was there. But I left notices. I didn't want any other pastors around me. James and I have been knowing each other for well over 30 years. So it was almost totally expected that he was there. But it is good to be back at the Magic Mike again and talking with you people. I got somebody in the studio too that I want to join me in this webcast today, because I was telling you people that a lot of the church people that have been criticizing me from the things that I've been going through. Oh, you shouldn't have those young men by your house. I don't like the way your lifestyle looks. These people are retarded and crazy. Church people. Thanks. Terrence Pratt's coming up to the mic now. Terrence, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing good. You're doing good. I'm doing good.
Yes, there it is. We're not going to make this long. Just wanted to chide in. But Terrence, I was telling him, none of the church people, man, didn't even come by.
No, not at all.
My neighbor sent me a card.
Uh-huh. The one you never speak to.
One that I never speak to, but they knew that I was going. Look, you people got to know what I'm telling you. Stop aligning yourself with people that is selfish in nature. And that's why if you go to my website, you will see all of the opportunities that I have given for people to respond to me going into the hospital. I have to admit, one Timothy Sanford called me before I left, but it really wasn't, you know, it was like, hey, what's up? I hope you all right. Terrence, tell them about my condition. Just speak from what you know.
Condition, you need assistance.
No. What did I need done?
Oh, you needed a triple heart bypass surgery. Mm-hmm. Arteries were completely blocked on two of the arteries. Mm-hmm. They were able only to unblock
two
of the three. So two of them were completely blocked. One was partially blocked. The one that was partially blocked was unclear. One that was fully blocked was unclear. And one that was still so blocked that they could not
do anything
about it. So you got a double bypass instead of a triple bypass, which was required, which you needed. And yeah, had your chest wide open, laid on the table for about 4.5 hours.
No, I want you to tell them about what my disposition was. What was my attitude from day one going in? Tell the truth.
Whatever it is, it is. If it so be God to take him off from this earth, then let that be. Yeah. If it was for him to stay, then he knew that he was supposed to be here for some odd reason.
Yeah. See? And Terrence is one of the young men that I've been helping out for years. I recall when I got home from the hospital, the day that I got home. Now, you people listen to me because, see, you got family. You got friends. You got the church deacons, the deaconesses, right? Terrence, I won't get into the deal. He just performed a task for me that really made it worth paying him $1,000 a minute. But and I bet you church members would not have done that. But I don't find it surprising. I had another lady, and I must mention her by name, because the only reason that you're listening to me now is because of her. Because my web server had shut me down because of non-payments, and she took hers and paid it. And she's not even a member of my church. Rebecca, thank you from the bottom of my heart, for you helped the pastor continue to help people. Now, people, listen to this. This is what I want to share with you. And I'm not going to talk long because I'm short-winded, short breath. Don't tell me to get rest. I got Terrence over here enforcing that. But y'all to go to these churches and put your... You all need to get it right. Learn what love is. And then when you get down, you know the people that love you. My two sons, Terrence Pratt and Mario Canto, which the church members would on Sunday mornings ask me, what do I have these two street hoodlums, no good Negroes, in my house? If I had listened to the church folk and put them out of my house, I wonder who would be here taking care of me. The other boys, I work and lift. Working almost, well, how many hours a day is he working, man?
15 hours a day.
15 hours a day. Trying to be, what if I had put him out when he didn't have nowhere to go? I'm getting down on you church people again, because since God left me here, that's what I'm going to continue to do. Because we owe an obligation to these young men and to these young people in our inner cities. I had two other guys, graduates of Michigan State University, come by. Both of them asked me, how much are you charging for these webcasts that these people are listening to? And I told them nothing. And one of them, being Hispanic, looked at me and said, what? I said, because you won't believe this. When I built that crazy looking website with the brown face on it in 2002, I said, God, I ain't got no money to do this. And guess what God spoke to my mind? You're not going to get any money from doing this. Don't charge like the other churches do. See, and then when you obey God, you see, now I got to build this website and charge you $2.50 a cast. You could have got on my mailing list, and I could have played somebody else's junk and have you listening to that going to the bank. No. Now, to those of you that used to support me and don't think that supporting me is worth anything, and I'm going to end with this point. If you're not loving like that, then what do you think you're going to get for what you're putting out? Hopefully tomorrow I'll be feeling stronger because I'm feeling stronger day by day, and I'll have a little bit more to say to you. You hear that theme music in the background. That means, John, we know you mean well. Oh, wait. For those of you that's been praying for me, thank you. Not because I wanted to be here. And I want to thank my dear friend and co-host, Dr. Robert Klink. You know Bob was there at the hospital. He met some of my new friends that I have. And guess what? Guess what? One of my new friends told me, he said, "John, who is that white boy?" I said, "Why?" I said, "That was Bob Klink, my radio co-host." He said, "When that man hugged me and my friend Dale, we felt something in us that we've never felt before." And I said, "Yeah, that's the kind of people I was supposed to be in ministry with, that knew how to love." Pray for Bob. For those of you that know Dr. Klink, he recently, about 2 weeks ago, lost his mother in death. Pray for him. He's doing well. And I'm going to end it right there. Thank you. Please email me. It's a simple email address. Into the Word. That's all one word, lower clef, and the numeric one, Into the Word, and the number one, at AOL.com. And if you email me there, I will get your email. And I'm on a two, how long is my vacation? 2 months, right?
2 months.
I can't drive a car. I can't do nothing to bend this chest of mine because they got me wired up in here. Oh, wait. No, I'll tell you next time I come on why you should never take morphine. That should be a nice webcast. All right. God bless you. Love each other, people. Stop playing and love each other. By faith. By faith.